Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
The Nancy Mace assault that occurred, I guess, late yesterday. Andy Ngo, post-millennial, doing some scoops and some reports here. You could see it on YouTube. We have the graphic up. Apparently, the suspect is a 33-year-old, and he has been arrested. And his name is James McIntyre of Cook County, Illinois. And he is apparently an LGBTQ plus activist. Surprise, surprise. And according to his reporting, Nancy Mace has faced a surge of threats from trans and queer activists since she began speaking out about protecting the integrity of female single-sex spaces. Recently, Portland Trantifa activist.
Is that a thing?
I guess. Trantifa.
Trantifa.
Trantifa, wow. Yeah. I think that's an old Pontiac model, right?
Yeah, yes, it is. It was good.
It was with the Trans Am, yeah.
Part of the K car collection, though, or the T car collection, I think. It didn't have a it had tranny problems underneath.
I see what you're doing.
Those transmissions were just not good. Yeah, you know, when you have there's certain cars that have bad transmissions.
Yeah, I agree.
That's why you got to go to ATCO or AMCO.
That's right.
The boss's daughter for Atlantic Transmission. Whatever happened to the boss's daughter and the boss's wife? Remember that?
Yeah. Go over to Napa. Remember those commercials? Napa Know How? Yeah. Those were some clever jingles. So apparently,
but that's where you got parts, though. I'm talking about when you have to go to a transmission location.
Yeah, right. Yes.
AMCO,
right.
AAMCO.
Honk, honk.
Come on.
Remember the honk honk?
Yes.
So James McIntyre, according to the complaint, allegedly grabbed Nancy Mace's hand aggressively.
Can you put his LinkedIn thing up there?
Yep.
Phil, there you go.
He tightened his grip and shook her around by her arm. It's actually the same thing Trump did to Macron.
Exactly, yeah.
And there's the picture of his LinkedIn. Of course, there's pronouns. He/him. And it looks to me like this is a guy who is a government employee with a job title on the LinkedIn, Senior Director of Governmental Relations and Volunteer Recruitment at CASA of Cook County, which is the greater Chicago area. So
so that's how he has access to the Capitol building, where he can walk in and allegedly assault members of Congress, who, oh, by the way, is a victim of assault in her life. She was a rape victim as a young person, and she is a biological woman, and her biggest sin is to say that men should be in the men's bathrooms and women should be. And by the way, in the Capitol, all of these representatives have their own private restrooms. And so I don't get this. It's something that just won't go away. And the fact that these people, well, I'm talking about the lunatics, the ones who get physical about demanding that they should be able to use any bathroom that they want, even go in. And remember, there was a video where these people went into a bathroom all as one and went into a men's room, and they were all, you know, not, there were biological women or biological men going into a women's room. So the women, again, are not stepping up. The so-called feminists that used to stand up for everything are now completely silent when it comes to this issue.
Very fascinating, is it not? All right, we're going to continue here with some of the commentary of the stories of the day, and I believe we're going to roll some cuts here if you want to get Tony's thoughts on a couple of the things that either we've already kicked around or haven't gotten to yet.
So, Tony, we were talking
about... I got to turn my drone off there. Hang on, I got to turn it off. I don't want to waste the battery. I got this. This baby's got some work to do today.
Yeah, it does. you can see video in your setup there, right, Tony?
Yes.
So we were talking about, in the 6 o'clock hour this morning, we were talking about this love affair that these women and some men are having with Luigi Mangione. So apparently these two people took it to another level and got tattoos of the alleged killer.
Well, that was quick.
Can you put the video up there, Phil?
Enforcement found shell casings.
One is the we don't need the thing.
Wow.
One is the defend, deny, depose thing with bullets.
Yep.
And the other is actually a picture of Mangione's face that somebody got tattooed on them. So
sick world, Tony Bruno. Sick world.
Yes. I mean, there's no doubt when you see the subway situation. By the way, another person was pushed onto the tracks in the New York subway yesterday. Not a big story because that happens every day. Stuff happens all over the place. But let's worry about some guy who obviously is very rich, rich family, connected family. This kid had a bad back. He had surgery, and he's mad at the company. And he's pretty much admitting now that he did it, although he was screaming yesterday some stupid stuff as they were throwing him into the Altoona jail up there to face the indictment.
Phil, do you have that? Do you have that video? I don't have the number. Do you know what we played it earlier?
Yeah, this is the one where he's getting out of the SUV and he lashes out at the media, and then they kind of jack him up against the
wall. He didn't scream, yeah, "Don't tase me, bro." Though
no,
that guy
didn't.
Was
no,
the best.
He didn't. That guy was great.
Don't tase me, bro.
Roll that, yeah.
Don't.
Oh my God! That's completely out of touch and insult.
Tony, I think he's checked out, man. I think this guy's going out to lunch. It's over for this cat.
Yeah,
it's sad to see.
Listen, no one wants to see that.
Yeah.
But the fact, I mean, remember the Zarnaya brothers, who the guys who put the who blew up the Boston Marathon, and Rolling Stone put the surviving brother on the cover, and all of these crazed women looked at the guy. Oh, he's a good-looking guy. Love the bad boy.
Yep.
What you gonna do? this punk, Luigi. You know, he's another one of those guys.
Yep.
And again, I doubt that people say, "Well, he probably didn't do it. That's why he's screaming." He's got a memory. He's got a damn. He rewrote down what his plan was. He was upset because he had back surgery as a young guy. The guy's lived all over the place. He lived in Hawaii, you know, Penn he went to. He went to Stanford. The guy's a whack job.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of really mentally unstable people. Mm-hmm. Listen, by the way, who made health insurance unaffordable? I thought the Obamacare was supposed to bring down rates. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, listen, I don't like insurance companies. Nobody does.
Nope.
But we have to have health care, right?
Yeah.
I got Medicare. I got Medicare now, and I just actually re-upped with my Aetna health. I don't know if you saw this video yesterday, the one where there's a nurse over a guy who's in a hospital bed, and he's laying there, and apparently you don't see it. There's no nudity. But this nurse, trying to help the guy lift his spirits, actually flashes the guy in the bed.
Now, that's good
and
medicine.
And so I said, that's good. Now, see, that's the kind of medical care we all want. When I
that's
was in
right.
a hospital bed in Curacao, you know, having a heart attack, I didn't have any nurses flash me. So then I upgraded during the Medicare, you know, because every year when you're on Medicare, you can change your plan.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. So I enrolled in Aetna Medicare Double D, the new Double D part of
Double
Medicare.
D. Right, right.
So if you're a guy in a hospital or a woman, and you want that kind of care that you saw that nurse providing to a man who was laying in a hospital bed, make sure, I think, open enrollment period, I think, is over now, right? They're not running the 62,000 commercials every hour.
And those Ds have nothing to do with deductibles either, Tony. That is not
the
style
we're talking about here. Ds, because, you know, there is Medicare Part C and D.
Right.
I'm more a Medicare Part Double D.
And look, there's nothing wrong with Part C. C's a solid, you know, C's a solid plan.
Nor is there anything wrong with Double D.
Right. You know, but, you know.
Oh, no, I mean, no, come on.
you.
You know, unless they're really fake and they're nasty and they're not really natural.
Right, and then you're having these reactions of...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Thank you, Merle.
Luigi Mangione's former roommate, R.J. Martin, was on with Jesse Waters last night. This is cut 20.
By the way, also interesting, they're tracking down all of his friends quicker than they can find any connections to Thomas Matthew Crooks.
Thank it's you.
A very good point.
Yes.
Let's roll a little bit of the roommate from last night. Go.
Did this guy do drugs?
Absolutely none that I was aware of. We were roommates for about 6 months at Surf Break Co-Living. And the entire time that he lived at Surf Break, he was a great community member. He kind of followed by our values and our ethics to leave things better than you found them. He was always contributing, taking care of other people. And even after he moved out, he came and hung out and contributed to the community, spearheaded a book club. He and I became closer friends, working out, going to yoga classes, playing volleyball. You know, he's the kind of guy who
things just two bros do.
Yeah.
Bro,
the bro book club.
Some severe back pain.
The bro book, the surfer bro book club.
So yeah. The back pain, but was doing yoga and volleyball and
great question.
Messing around like that. Was this affecting his sex life?
So it was affecting mine.
Athletic as long as he could be. I know there were days and perhaps even a week at a time where he was bedridden. Mm-hmm. So he was doing what he could when he could. I couldn't comment about his sex life or, you know, any of our roommates' sex life, just out of respect for their privacy.
I totally understand.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, he'll be bedridden for the rest of his life, that's for sure, one way or the other. It's amazing. You know, Erin Burnett, two nights ago, had somebody on her show. Jesse Waters has somebody on last night. Tonight, Hannity will speak to Luigi's fifth-grade social studies teacher.
Exactly.
My God.
I mean, let's be honest. Nobody likes insurance companies.
No.
I live here in Florida. You know, where your insurance rates go up whenever, you know, another storm comes through.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is you know the risk when you take insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of companies don't want to sell it. The insurance companies don't want to sell insurance that they know they're going to have to pay out on.
Right.
And health insurance, of all of them, other than death insurance, but, you know, they make so much money from so many people who are in the pool of the money because they know everybody's going to eventually die. But they're collecting money from people who live forever, and that pays for the dead people.
Yes. Yeah.
But the car insurance and health insurance are the most important ones because, hey, well, a lot of people drive without car insurance.
Right.
But if you don't have health insurance of any kind, even the mediocre Medicaid known as Obamacare, you know, you're not going to be able to take care of yourself. So the Medicare thing, and that's why they want Medicare for all, because that's the one that's legitimate and you earn it.
Yep.
That's why the Democrats want everybody to get Medicare for all for free. It's not the way it works. It's an entitlement, yes, but it's an entitlement you earn. Medicaid is junk insurance that Obama put up there as the Affordable Care Act. That's why these people, they're going after the CEOs of these companies who happen to work there. Listen, I don't like, you know, I'm not going to blame insurance companies for my pain. You know what I mean? You just get medicine, you go to your doctor, and you try to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
But to be angry enough as a young kid, a young guy, right, with the world in front of him, all these degrees and all of this surfing and book clubs and all this other stuff, the guy to flip out because he had back surgery and is living in pain at a young age. Try to live in pain at 72, punk. Come at me now, bro. Come at me with your book club, bro.
Yeah, I don't blame my pain on healthcare. I blame it on my wife.
Yeah, I blame it on Robin. I blame it on other people. I got to live with pain. I haven't got time for the pain.
Yep.
By the great Carly Simon once sang, remember?
Yep.
We got a great tweet from our buddy and contributor, Newman Price. He says, tell Greg to get the flyers made and let's do this. And he puts he tags all of us on Twitter if you want to see it. Starts at 6 p.m. It's the 1210 WPHT Kale & Company Drone Watch Party. It'll be out of this world with special guest Tony Bruno and his Timu drone.
I love it. It's amazing. One... I've been sitting on this for a couple of days. I was waiting actually for Tony for this one. So, Tony, you just recently got your X account restored, right? After being kicked off X
after for 13 like, months.
13 months.
13 months later.
So, in the UK now, and we always see things that happen in the UK and says, well, that can't happen here. I'm not so sure about this. This person was arrested for making offensive comments on Facebook.
Offensive.
Yeah, and they have the video of it. Roll it, Phil.
Times 20 to 3, 1440, arresting you on suspicion of improper use of the electronic communications network.
I'm just what?
By the way, Wood.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
One question, something which later on in court. Anything you do say may be given evidence. Do you understand that?
So I'm actually being arrested.
You're going to be arrested, okay?
Right.
So you got to the police station.
Right.
Okay, this is in relation to some comments that you've made on a Facebook page.
Okay. Oh, really? Oh, see, a Facebook crime, is it?
Okay.
So, I love the UK. I mean, not for this, but for the accent.
Does he call her the C word?
No.
At least she has nice teeth.
Yeah, she does.
She's getting gloves out.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what.
Well, she's packing a lot there.
She is.
Yes. Look at this guy.
I'm not talking about what's underneath the vest, though. I don't know what she's packing under there.
Yeah. So.
You were rude on Facebook.
So
do you wish to retain legal defense?
I'm telling you guys, this is not too far in our distant future.
Boy,
I'm just telling you.
If Taylor Lorenz relocates to the UK, she'll get the death penalty. My God.
Be careful, Tony. Be careful what you post.
Yeah.
When you get out those blue surgical gloves, you know something's gone down, baby.
I know.
Get out those gloves.
By the way.
I haven't seen gloves like that since I went and had my last colonoscopy.
I was just going to mention a colonoscopy.
I was just going to. That looks like what they're preparing for.
Well, that's what they do in the UK.
Hangover.
Yeah. Before.
And they say it so politely.
Yeah.
You're being arrested now. I hope you don't mind.
Before they book you,
anything you say can be used against you in a court of law.
I wonder what the
guys
UK
with powdered wigs will be screaming at you in just a few moments, sir.
I wonder what the UK prison looks like. I wonder if they like serve tea and crimpets and stuff. You know what I mean? Like it's a bunch of people in powdered wigs.
So where do all the crazy ideas come from? Is it California or England? Either way, we're in a bad spot.
That's a great question, but just be careful. Just be careful about what's happening.
Wow. We should have told that guy on Facebook, on social media.
Can we stop getting our news from Twitter?
Should be listening to this show, pal. Stocker would have had you bailed out.
Thank you.
All right, we'll come back, and what do we got to get to on the other side? We've got
Big Three
is coming up. But first, the 9 o'clock hour, brought to you by the great folks at McCausland Lock and Alarm. Business owners count on McCausland Lock and Alarm to secure and control access to their facilities. Featuring top-of-the-line equipment, industry-leading customer service, and owner Tom McCausland's wealth of experience. McCausland Lock and Alarm, securing your business, securing your future. Big Three on the way, but right now the big one thing, the major thing you need to do, download the DuckDuckGo app. Why? Because your privacy matters, your safety, your security on the internet matters, your personal information matters, but nothing matters more than the limited amount of time left to take advantage of the 30-day free trial. That's right. Just go to DuckDuckGo.com and use /1210. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. That's how you get your 30-day free trial. And this is obviously a continuation of what we've been telling you about for almost 2 months now with the 3-in-1 Privacy Pro package from DuckDuckGo. That features a VPN, personal information removal, and identity theft restoration. And with the personal information removal, you're going to be able to track how many sites your information is on and the status of those removals. I was able to do that. I check it every couple of days. We're probably down to under 20 different things where I have had removed that I didn't even know was out there. I figured there was a couple of things, not 52 of them, and all of these records being wiped clean. Take advantage of it. 30-day free trial, and then after that, it's just $9.99 per month. $10 a month for peace of mind with your most important data. Do it today. DuckDuckGo.com/1210.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Minnie, who is a huge YouTube contributor, wants to say hello and wish a happy holiday. Hello, Minnie.
Hello, Nick. Howdy. Howdy from Texas.
Howdy. Say hello to Tony Bruno.
Howdy, Tony.
Hi, Minnie.
Love you, Tony. Love you and Miss Robin and kind of Luigi.
Certain Luigi.
Kind of. Not the other Luigi that all these other women are fawning after. Not that guy.
No, I just, you know, I kid a little bit too much with Luigi and he seemed to get upset, so I'll just leave him alone.
Better be careful. He might kill you.
You got any drone problems down there?
I haven't seen any drones yet, but, you know, the day is young, so when I walk into the post office, I might see some drones down here, take some pictures and tell y'all about it.
I don't think Greg Abbott's going to tolerate that many. He'll shoot one of those suckers right down.
You're right. Right. You're right. Our governor doesn't play around. I love our governor.
Yep. What else you got, Minnie? Anything else you want to say?
Oh, I made a meme for Tony. I'm sure he liked it on Twitter. I started with a Mount Rushmore. I did it before with Rich Zioli and Dom Giordano, but this time I added Rush Limbaugh, and then I added Mark Stein and Mark Levin.
Ah.
And Tony Bruno. Tony Bruno is in there as well. So that's the Mount Rushmore.
Well, I appreciate that, but I'm shooting for a bust down next to the Columbus statue on Broad Street in South Philly. That's my life goal.
Yeah,
making Mount Rushmores. I think you're talking Mount Rushmores down the hall in the sports station. Right?
Yes, they are. By the way,
he just got that.
Has Brandon Graham been removed to be his Mount Rushmore of great defensive players in the history of the franchise?
Is A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts the new T.O. McNabb? 6-1-0.
Last night, I kid you not, guys, I heard if you had to get rid of one, which one would it be, Jalen Hurts or A.J. Brown?
You had to get rid of one. How about neither? How about the host who brought up that stupid-ass question? Jeez. Sorry, I got to watch what I say here.
By the way, you saw the breaking news. CNN is now losing to the Food Network in primetime viewership. And poor Anderson Cooper, there's not enough alcohol to make him come back on New Year's Eve when he does that normal, I got to get drunk while we're calling Pete Hegseth a drunk, when this guy gets drunk on New Year's Eve every single year.
Yep. All right, Don, you can only get rid of one, Don Jr. or Eric. Who will it be?
Sophie's choice. I love them both.
By the way, Minnie, I love the call, but like, if you're gonna do hosts on the station, like, you know.
Well, she did.
It's her
Dom and Rich.
It's, you know, her vision. She
Mark
can
Levin.
Do what she
I mean,
wants.
Jimmy Fallon has improved the ratings 60% in that time slot.
Here we go. Here
so
we go.
Stop with it.
Exactly.
You know,
here we go.
Mark Levin. Sorry.
He's just a wank.
Thank you, Mr. Fetterman. What a show this has been. Try bottling this one, folks. Jimmy Kelly in the back. You're getting ready for the best of on Saturday. Just grab this last hour and a half. Job done. Let's get to the news. Time for a Dawn Stenzel and Big 3 at 9:30.
It's the Big 3 and 9 on Kale and Company.
And Kale and Company, Big 3 this morning. We are sponsored by Spring Dance Hot Tubs. So in the news this morning, we do have some sad news. Somebody I've actually met and interviewed before. This is sad. The amazing Kreskin, the mentalist and 1970s television star, Kreskin has died at the young age of 89.
The amazing Kreskin.
89 years old, huh? Yeah.
New Jersey resident, Ryan Galloway. And his former road manager and close friend said that Mr. Kreskin had died in his home there in Caldwell, New Jersey.
The best was him on Johnny Carson. I think we have. Do we have a video of that, Phil? You want to roll?
Oh, look at this.
This time, you would insist you're not moving it, right?
From 1974.
This time, when you put your fingers on, make up your mind. Make up your mind. The glasses are not going to move. Put your fingers on it.
He used to move things with his mind. You know, look at that.
You're not doing this deliberately, are you?
No.
Tell me how this feels.
Weird.
Weird. What'd you say, ma'am?
You're not doing anything. It's just going by itself.
Look at that.
It seems to be gone. And yet it's an unconscious. One more thing. Move it to the center. This time, folks. I want you to put your finger on, and so you can't stop it. It's obvious no matter what you do, you can't stop it.
Think that way.
By the way, this was late night comedy back in the day. You know what I mean?
Still better than Colbert.
Exactly. That was my point.
No matter where the glass goes, don't take your fingers off ever. Try to stop it, and instead it's going to be a reverse reaction. Keep your fingers on as long as the glass is on the table. And John, you're gonna if you.
It's way harder.
Yes, stay with it. Stay with it. Okay. It'll happen. That's all right. That's it. Stay with it. Is that wild? Is that wild? It really happens. Stay with it. It'll fall off the table, and I want to prove that it will. Stay with it as long as you can until it finally goes. And don't even try to stop it. And you're not doing that in any way whatsoever, are you?
Nope.
Is that interesting?
Well, somebody's moving that.
Unconsciously. I don't want you to. I don't want you to catch it this time.
There you go. Ed, Schaaf says Ed McMahon was under the table moving.
Exactly. Yeah, that glass should have been if Nancy Pelosi were on there, the glass would be filled with vodka.
Oh,
and then she would make a move just by looking at it with her eyebrows. She would levitate the vodka.
Okay. I loved the amazing Kreskin. I loved him.
I did too.
Yeah.
I had a chance to talk to him many times. Great man.
Yeah.
Legend. Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, hold on, Tony. We got Nancy on line one.
Uh-oh. Why would you even cover that?
Sorry. Sorry.
I'm sorry, Nancy.
She's going to spank you.
Oh, boy.
So talk about a comeback. Maybe will somebody who just lost lost a Republican senator-elect Dave McCormick in the Senate race, hotly contested race in Pennsylvania. Democrat Senator Bob Casey says he's not retiring. He is not ruling out a return to public office. So he says he never says never. I don't know what he's a career politician, but he said that he will let us know, I guess, on a need to know basis.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He says that he just can't retire.
Right. Just can't give it up. We'll be on Casey watch until further notice, right?
Yeah. So he hopes to find something.
We should do like a daily segment in your big three. Did Bob Casey get a job today? And the answer would be no.
Well, but I don't mean any job. It's because he could only imagine, I guess, a return to public office. Mm. So what will he run for, Bob Casey? We've talked a lot, of course, about the big story that's making international news. This wealthy Ivy League young man who's now the prime suspect. He's actually charged with murder in the case of the United Healthcare CEO assassination. But the question that many are raising is there was this biggity big reward in the case of finding Luigi Mangione. And he was at that McDonald's, right, in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Altoona processed yesterday, fighting extradition to New York. But will he get the $60K reward as promised? Well, not so fast. So as we look at the rules here,
there's always a catch. They didn't read the fine print.
You know, that's just it. Who gets it? So there are very strict rules surrounding reward money like this. $10K from NYPD, and that's the Crime Stoppers program. They have strict rules. And then on the other hand, you have the feds, the FBI, $50K reward. But in this, it's vital to the claim, for example, for NYPD, for the Crime Stopper. You have to have called the Crime Stoppers number.
What?
You have to.
So he's not going to get the money because he didn't pick up the phone?
There's always fine print, isn't there? Oh, that's
like, you know, here it's, what is it, 686 tips, right?
Yeah.
So they have a board of directors at Crime Stoppers, and they have to approve or deny that this tip was good enough.
You know, get Doge in there. Send in the Department of Government Efficiency.
Oh, that is horrendous.
And it was $10,000, then it went up to $50,000, and now the McDonald's worker who did the job that the FBI and all the other people investigating drones and investigating the assassination attempts, they can't find it. This guy gets caught in a McDonald's, and the McDonald's rat, who absolutely is a hero, got this guy arrested, got all of the documentation done in a couple of minutes, and they're going to stiff this person out of the reward money?
The FBI rules for the $50,000 part of this, the FBI rules say that tipsters' calls must lead to a, quote, arrest, which we know happened, and conviction. Yep. So this requires the conviction piece of it. They can't pay it out until the person that was turned in is convicted. And then also the reward amount, even though they put $50,000 out there and advertise that, it can vary depending on various factors such as the value of the information given, the threat level, and the risk faced.
Oh my God.
Should come directly out of Christopher Ray's salary is where it should come from.
Can you believe that?
So much if you see something, say something, unless we don't want to pay you the reward.
So we should start, you know, demanding that he gets paid.
Here's the problem, and Tony just hit the nail on the head, is that nobody's going to do anything about it. And the Daniel Penny thing, nobody's going to step in on anything. Nobody's going to do a damn thing because there's no upside to it.
Nope. This is what I get for being a good citizen.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's a sin, I tell you.
Gotta hate the government.
I do too.
Yeah, and I'll do my number three.
They're all grifters. Every single freaking one of them are.
I'll do my number three on this one.
Yeah.
And that is, now, one of the things I mentioned was that the FBI, they look at the risk to the person, the risk faced by the source, right? But by the tipster. There is a high risk here because, remember, they had death threats being called into that Altoona McDonald's against not just the employee who's the tipster, also Altoona police who arrested him. And as well, we've talked about the fact that they have all these death threats to other CEOs, so much so that law enforcement has put out warnings to all of these different people. You have to be careful. They have death threats.
My favorite part of the story is, they were giving the McDonald's a one-star review. Yes. Like, really? Yeah. We're reviewing McDonald's? The food's all the same.
Hash browns,
oh, they're really going to hurt that McDonald's. They're going to hurt that McDonald's. It's got a one-star review on Yelp now.
Yeah. By the way, what does it say? What does it say about McDonald's hash browns that this dude risked everything?
For the hash brown.
For a hash brown.
Tells you that the McRib's actually overrated.
McRib. Well, we are sponsored by Springdance Hot Tubs. It's the 12 days of savings at Springdance Hot Tubs. You know, I love my Springdance Hot Tub. From December 12th to the 24th, get up to $5,000 off hot tubs, up to $2,500 off saunas, and 20% off water care for the first 20 customers who sign up for Springdance Hot Tubs' new auto ship program. Only at Springdance Hot Tubs. Visit springdancehottubs.com. Thank you, Springdance Hot Tubs, for sponsoring our big three.
91 LSXer has the greatest.
What?
This is amazing. You have to be a 90s kid to understand this. He says, Greg, getting this reward is tougher than winning the Harrier jet from the Mountain Dew in the 90s by collecting bottle caps.
Remember that scam?
That was a scam.
That was.
Wow.
The only company that really took care of you back in the days when I used to smoke Marlboros.
Yes.
And you collected the Marlboro labels and you did get gear.
The
you
points,
also got lung
right?
cancer. Yeah, you used to get everything.
Here's a bag, here's a backpack, and lung cancer. So hopefully it was worth it.
I'm here to cash in my cancer coins. What do I get this month?
What was it? Marlboro points, right? Like you had to have the top of the... Yeah, yeah.
My old man did that too.
Oh, man, dude.
Anyway.
And then we proudly carry our Marlboro gear all over the place.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Tony, did you stick your Marlboros in your T-shirt pocket on your chest?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a good look.
You know, I didn't do the roll-up. And being an Italian in South Philly, you know, you had a tank top, so you really couldn't roll it up in the sleeve when you're wearing a tank top in South. I mean, when I was a young kid, I looked just as good as that Luigi guy.
Yeah.
Except I was a broke lower middle class family in South Philly.
That's right.
I didn't grow up from family money in Baltimore with the crime families that have been running that city and then move on to San Francisco later on to continue the grift.
That's right. Coming up next, speaking of continuing a grift, Phil Omquist will give us what occurred today in music history, and then we'll find out what's on tap for the Dawn Show. It's all still ahead. Great job, Tony Bruno. Thank you very much, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Good
Eagles.
Night,
Eagles.
Go Eagles!
Yeah, and don't forget, show us that drone in mid-flight today.
Absolutely. I will have exclusive video. Stay on my Twitter feed at Tony Bruno Show on Twitter X.
That's right.
You will have live, local, and late-breaking developments as they occur.
What will happen first? Will Bruno get the drone up, or will Bob Casey Jr. find a future passion? Bruno's out of here.
Good night, everybody.
And we're back after this.
There's no greater time of the year to give back than the holiday season. Am I right here? That's why my friends from Piazza Premium Automobiles, they're partnering once again this year with the Salvation Army for the Piazza Toy Drive once again. I hope you join in. You can visit any of the Pennsylvania or Delaware Piazza Premium Showrooms, and that's through December 16th. So you got to do this by next Monday. Donate a new unwrapped toy. Your support is, of course, going to make the holidays a little brighter for a local child. Just find the dealership nearest you online, PIAZZA, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Thank you. Happy holidays. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Three pages worth of copy, as they would say, for another rendition. By the way, he's tracking this. You know how, like, in the podcast world, they say, hey, welcome to episode 472 of the Joe Blow podcast. Phil, what's this
228.
Number?
228.
228.
This is 228 today.
Wow. Which is actually 222 less wins than you've seen from the Jets in your life.
That is entirely true.
Remarkable.
It's not right. I'd be damned. It's not right, but it's true.
But it's true. All right, let's get to it. What occurred today in music history?
What happened on this day in music history? Music history. History on Kaylin Company.
Today, December 11th, we celebrate the birthdays of Zachy Vengeance from Avenged Sevenfold, who's 43. Curtis William from Kool & the Gang, who's now, I actually don't have the age on that. Dale Jones, who's 63. Nikki Six from Motley Crue and 6AM, who's 66. Chester Thompson, who's 76. And Dave King, the lead singer for Fastway. Singles include Double Life by The Cars in 79. Albums include John Lennon's solo debut in 70. And Blood, Sweat, and Tears released their second album in 68. Also in 89, Led Zeppelin had four albums certified as multi-platinum. In 73, Ace Frehley was nearly electrocuted during a Kiss show in Florida when he touched a short-circuited light. In 68, the Stones' Rock and Roll Circus began filming. In 2015, Peter Garrett, frontman for Midnight Oil, published his memoir. In 65, the Velvet Underground played their first show. In 81, Bad Brains play the last ever show at Max's Kansas City in New York. The opening act is a group of teenagers called the Beastie Boys.
Yeah!
And in 2015, Motorhead play their final show because Lemmy dies a few days later. But lastly, on this day in 72, Genesis play their first ever U.S. show at Brandeis University in the greater Boston area. Ironically, Brandeis is exactly in the same town where I got my undergraduate degree at Bentley University.
There we go.
In Waltham, Massachusetts. For Kale and Company.
Random fact.
Good
random
to know. Fact. Phil's LinkedIn page. There you go.
Can I ask you a question? Because this is all very well done and very well researched. Do you have like a place you go to for all this information?
I have four websites that I go to sources. Every week.
Yep. By the way, it'll be the first. This, when this airs at 9:50, is the first time you'll hear it. There's another radio station that does it in like the 11 o'clock hour. But Phil always has it first.
That's right.
Phil always has it first.
Amen. Doing good right work. Good right work.
Yes, and that's for different to company too. So. But this is the better company.
Of course it is.
And better station.
Thank you. Of course it is.
There you go. Dawncha, coming up.
You okay, Kale? You got all.
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to go somewhere, and I was thinking about it mentally, and it just wasn't. I'm like, I'm going to hold off on that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
did I step on you or something?
No, okay. I've dropped a couple of things today on the air where, you know, probably irking some people, so I just want
to... I know you mentioned Jess the big take. I mean, I listen to this show. Yeah, you know, it's not like I do nothing to the back.
No, just picking and choosing spots. You know, I got you.
Phil, do his lips smell like chapstick?
Tell you what, they're going to get chapped again as soon as we dip down to 30 seconds.
I mean, I do have a 6 feet barrier now between the two, so I just got to stay away.
Give him a kiss and tell me what it tastes like.
It's like, not a kiss, a baby bird.
God.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Phil and I will be doing that Friday.
Yeah, I'll talk to Nancy Mason and consult with her.
Local establishment. I'm shot. Dawn Show is coming up top of the
By
hour.
By the way, we're all required. We're all going to the Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation.
Yeah.
Block party, Andy Cham block party. So
yeah,
it's not this Friday. It's the next Friday.
I'm calling everybody out. Everybody on this
gotta go.
On this YouTube feed that
it's
loves
so
to chat
much
along
fun.
And loves to break our stones. This is a great cause. You have to go out and support this cause next Friday night.
And I especially want to see all the fact checkers. All the grammar police on the YouTube chat.
Yeah.
All of the people that love to point out the deficiencies of this program, specifically my mistakes.
Yeah.
And we can talk.
What is that noise?
What is that?
It's a phone.
Who's calling you?
I don't know.
Dawn, what do you got? Like a fax coming in?
No, it's our phone.
It's no, it's Chapstick. They're your newest sponsor.
Nick Kale for Chapstick.
Hey, it's Nick for Burt's Beeswax here. Let me tell you about this special offer. Oh, all right. What do you have lined up top of the hour, dear?
We're going to talk to a state senator, Penny Cook, who actually is the first in the nation to propose this incredible legislation that, by the way, they're trying to push this through nationally, but she has led the nation in protecting our children in certain ways. And so we'll talk to her. And this is an incredible story. You want to hear it. I'll give you the latest. We have some new details, breaking new details on the drone, the mysterious UFO drones that are plaguing our region. We'll update you on that one. We have Jack Cittarelli coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, speaking of New Jersey. So what's going on with Jack? We'll get the update from him. And, of course, the latest on Luigi. Oh, my goodness. We got Trump news. We got it all.
All right. Looking forward to that. I'd love to do a big take on drones, but the government doesn't want to say anything, so there's just not enough material out there. But, you know, we'll talk about that tomorrow. Everybody have a great rest of your Wednesday. Stay tuned. The Dawn Show is coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.